Thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app or platform. North American markets. S&P TSX was up on the week by 211.27 points or 1.03%. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up on the week by 602.59 points or 1.81%. NASDAQ was up on the week by 547.58 points or 4.71%. The S&P 500 was up on the week by 97.95 points or 2.47%. VIX futures was down on the week by 1.51 points or minus 7.19%. Overseas markets. The Nikkei 225 in Japan was up on the week by 300,829.03 points or 1,132.92%. The China CSI 300 was down on the week by 0 points or 0%. The DAX in Germany is up on the week by 116.47 points or 0.77%. The CAC 40 in France is up on the week by 101.22 points or 1.45%. The FTSE 100 in London is down on the week by 5.44 points or minus 0.07%. Commodity markets. Gold is up on the week by 30 cents or 0.02%. Silver is down on the week by 34 cents or minus 1.41%. Crude oil is down on the week by $2.58 or minus 3.15%. Copper is down on the week by 4 cents or minus 0.94%. Natural gas is down on the week by 28 cents or minus 8.95%. Corn is up on the week by 1 cent or 1%. Soybeans are up on the week by 2 cents and a quarter or 0.2%. Wheat is up on the week by 7 cents or 1.15%. The Canadian dollar is up on the week by 0.72 basis points or 0.54%. Highlights of this week's news. On Monday, to start the week, markets look forward to German gross domestic product information. On Tuesday, markets look forward to French gross domestic product data, French consumer price index information, German retail sales and unemployment, consumer price index information, Eurozone gross domestic product information and Canadian gross domestic product levels. Also released is United States House Price Index. On Wednesday, set to be released is Eurozone Purchase Managers Index, Consumer Price Index data and unemployment information. Also important is the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision. On Thursday, we look forward to Bank of England interest rate decision. On Friday, to finish the week, we get Eurozone Producer Price Index data, and United States employment data. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform.